Well, folks, welcome to the WFIW. Well, no, wait a minute. This isn't the WFIW show. This is the Bruce Dickey Show. My name is Bruce Dickey. Appreciate you tuning in. I've got a guest sitting over there across the way. It's Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services from Frontier Community College. How are you doing, Alyssa? Congratulations. Thank you very much
for
coming in. Appreciate you stopping in today.
I'm glad
you've been
me.
There a while now.
Yeah, working on 2 years in January.
How's Grace?
Very good. She's good. She's about a year and a half now, so
yeah,
getting pretty big.
Yeah, that's kind of how I that's how I gauge how long you've been working at Frontier.
That's
basically
right.
About how long I've been working on this job too.
Yep.
Is whenever the first time Alyssa and I met, first time she came on the show, she was Grace was not quite born.
No, she was very close though. So.
And you were planning at that time the first spring fair, or what were you planning at that time?
Yeah, I was just getting ready to start working on the first spring job fair,
yeah.
And then I was gone. So luckily we had someone that was able to kind of take it over and still get it going. But it was a good success and good start. So we've kind of got our feet going and we're hitting the ground running now.
We see, now that's the cool thing. And you're, as a coordinator of career services at Frontier Community College, tell folks what your job is.
Basically, what I do is help any of our students or alumni, and occasionally I've helped public members too, but I help them get ready for their career. So that could be getting ready for an interview, doing a mock interview. I used to be an employment recruiter, so I used to do employment interviews.
Oh, really?
So I'll help, you know, if they want to do a mock interview, I'll do that. Helping them set up a resume or update it, getting looking sharp and where things need to be.
Yeah.
Anything like that with their job search. Social media etiquette is huge these days, so anything related to careers.
Let's talk a little bit about that before, because we're going to talk about the job fair through the course of this morning. We're going to talk about some of the we got several new companies coming in this time. Tell me a little bit about social media etiquette and. Do kids think of that, or do you have to try to get them to think about something like that? Because I don't.
Yeah, it's kind of 50-50. Some do, I think, are aware of being conscious of what they put on there, and some people just post everything. Obviously, you see those people that post anything and everything.
Yeah.
Which sometimes that's okay, but when you're like the student's age or at the point, you know, we have traditional, non-traditional students.
Sure.
So whoever it is that may be in college and getting ready for that career and working towards a new career goal, they need to be conscious about, okay, before I just go and post everything I want to on Facebook or Twitter or wherever, think about, if I was a potential employer and I'm looking you up on Facebook or wherever and see you've posted all these pictures and all these things that maybe aren't appropriate, what are they going to think about? So
that's the first thing they see. That basically would be a first impression before an interview, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and they do look them up.
That was going to be my next question. Are employers looking up Facebook and Twitter?
They do. And it may not be everybody that does that, because some people don't have time to do that. But there are places they are going to look you up on your Facebook or your LinkedIn or your Twitter before they maybe offer you a job or even interview you.
Yeah.
And if they see something inappropriate, they may not call you and you're going to be sitting there wondering why. So,
what have you seen over the years as an employment recruiter? Cause you would have looked at folks up too, right?
Right.
What do you see on somebody's, Facebook site that's going to say, that will tell you, I'm not going to try to hire this person?
One thing that sticks out in my mind is someone that had previously bad mouthed or, you know, talked badly about a previous employer or
just
their
mad
current
about
job.
Their own, yeah, their job.
Yeah, talking bad about your job or talking about not wanting to go into work, that's going to tell me maybe you're not the most loyal employee or going to be the most dependable. So, I mean, everybody has a bad day and everybody thinks it at some point, but just don't type it in and put enter before you put it on there. So. But, you know, that's something. And, of course, you know, some younger people like to go out and have a good time.
Yeah, sure.
And then they like to post it. And that's probably not the best idea. Yeah, that's probably not the best idea, because then they may be thinking, you know, are you going to show up to work on Monday? Are you going to be, you know, fully capable of doing your job well. So things like that are things that have been kind of a turnoff as coming from employment side. Those are things that maybe would.
How often do you run into that? Like when you were on the employment side, how often would you run into something that would turn you off of pursuing them further?
Luckily, not too terribly often, because I think colleges are trying to work with students and make them aware of those things, which is part of what I'm trying to do now.
Right.
So I think they're working with students on those things. And I attended a webinar that I think I'm going to try out their idea. They actually took things from their students' Twitters and Facebook pages that they may have, you know, not liked, and put it into a PowerPoint presentation and had them all together in a group and got to that slide and said, here's what we found on you. What would you think if you were an employer? And so they kind of called them out a little bit, and I thought, that's kind of a really good idea.
Yeah,
so,
well, you see, now that's exactly right. That basically puts it in real-world situation for the student, doesn't it?
Yeah, it gives them the situation at hand. Okay, hey, if this would have been an employer looking at you, do you think they would have really been favorable of this? So kind of get it out of the way at the beginning, give them a shock, and then get them to help them clean it up and be professional on their.
How have you been doing how's this coordinating service been working? Have you been able to find a lot more kids jobs? And because you basically started a new department at Frontier, right?
Yeah. We didn't have it at any of the Illinois Eastern Community Colleges. They started they had a program where they added the retention coordinators at all four colleges. And then we were the next step of their plan that we've got working. So, it's been really good. We started January 2014, and we've all tried to work together a little bit on here's things we want to do, and now we're kind of getting structured on what happens when and how to reach the students. So it's been really good on making awareness of, okay, hey, we're here. Here's what we can do for you. I go to classes a lot and talk to the students, you know, face-to-face and show them different things on, you know, resume advice and job fair advice. I'd usually try to go before the job fair and talk to them about what to expect. So it's been really good. I think they realize that, you know, they don't have to go at it alone.
Yeah.
And to help them, you know, I let them know I can help you, guide you to a career. I may not guarantee one.
Yeah.
But,
see, that's the thing. I think a lot of students probably don't realize getting a job it takes a job to get it. It is a job to get a job, isn't
it? Right. Yeah. It's almost
like
a full-time job.
You've got to put a lot of work into it.
Yeah. I've tried to create worksheets for them, you know, here's how much time you should spend on searching for jobs, and here's who you've contacted to kind of keep note, because it's a lot of work to find a job.
Yeah.
So, and you know, the job market's tough.
Especially to find the right one.
Yeah. And making them realize you may not always find the one you dreamed of at first, but you can work your way into that.
Right.
So you've got to start somewhere. So getting your foot in the door somewhere you want to be is the first step. So it's been good trying to get them aware.
How's the coordination working with the other campuses?
Pretty good. We work really good as a team. We meet usually at least once a month, and we kind of work out what we're each doing, some ideas we've come across, maybe what works, what doesn't work. And then we have done some webinars together to try to just come up with some ideas, because we realize we're all new at this, so we're trying
The whole department's new everywhere, isn't it?
Right. So we're getting into 2 years, so I think we're finally comfortable with, okay, here's what we need to do. Now let's figure out a structure and be more consistent on each time of year, you know, certain things should happen.
That's the interesting thing to me, is that one of the interesting things to me is that you went into the job fair. We're going to talk quite a bit more about that in the next segment, the upcoming job fair. You went into the creation of job fairs really intending only once a year, right?
Right.
And you have turned out, you've done it twice a year each time, right?
Right, yeah.
And through no particular planning to do that, it just kind of worked out that that's how the thing worked better, right?
It is. It's worked out pretty good. The spring is a bigger one just because that's when our students are graduating.
Right.
So that's when we get more of the student traffic through. But it's for the community as well. That's part of our mission at Illinois Eastern Community Colleges and Frontier Community College, is to not only help our students and educate them, but also strengthen our communities.
Sure.
So through that, this is open to the community as well. We want them to come out, and if you're looking for a job, we want to offer those services to them as well and not just make it for the students or alumni. So it's definitely something we're trying to help strengthen the community as well.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm talking with Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services at Frontier Community College. She's a Bobcat.
That's right.
You're not wearing your Bobcat hat today.
I didn't. It's not. Usually on Fridays we wear some Bobcat gear. Oh, do you? Or okay. Game days. So, okay. So.
Well, see, now we got one coming up like next week here in town.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we've got one
the
coming
Kenny,
up.
The Kenny game?
Yeah, I think it's the 28th. So, okay. Yeah, a couple weeks.
We'll keep all that in mind. Like I said, talking with Alyssa Parrott here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield. We'll talk more about the job fair that is coming up next week when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. I've got a guest on today. It's Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services at Frontier Community College here in Fairfield, Illinois. And they are having a job fair. Tell me all about the job fair next week, right?
It's kind of snuck up on me. That's okay.
I might want to turn on your microphone.
I didn't want anybody to hear me. It's all right. No, it is. It's kind of snuck up on me. It is coming up next Wednesday, which is September 23rd. And we're going to be having
At least if you're having an autumn job fair, at least you've waited till the first day of autumn.
Yes. Hey, good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
I meant to do that.
Yeah.
But we'll be holding it 2 to 6 p.m. in our Workforce Development Center. We're trying to hold it. We usually do it in the morning into early afternoon, but this time we're trying to do it a little later in the afternoon because we thought maybe that would accommodate some people that may currently have jobs
right.
or are looking for different jobs and could come maybe after work or something like that. So it will be 2 to 6, Wednesday the 23rd.
Okay.
Workforce Development Center, and that is the big building towards the back of campus, the old Sanyo building, if
go.
That's what people know it as.
That's what people know it as.
That's what we hear all the time. So
I wasn't going to say it.
Well, I figured
I might
as well.
Yeah. I was going to let you say it.
I don't remember it as that, but that's what everybody tells me. So I try to throw that in so people know what building we are. But we'll have signs pointing in the right direction. And we'll have the doors open, and if it's nice and not too windy, maybe we'll have the big doors open too, so you can't miss us. So
check the weather that far out in advance. Have you have you gone checking that deep into the future?
I have. I don't really trust it yet, but according to the last time I looked, like Weather Channel said sunny and 70, which would be perfect.
That's beautiful. Yeah.
But I'm not going to hold my breath that it's going to be that until I see it. So yeah, but that's the plan. And we've got 42 employers signed up to attend. So that's a little more than we had last fall, a little less than we had in the spring, but we had some employers that have told us they can only attend a spring job fair. So that's why we've lost a few, but they'll be back in the spring.
We talked in between the segments here about your biggest one last time is not coming back this time, are they?
No, I think they've got what they need. Ataraxia, the new cultivation center over in Albion.
Yeah. Tell the folks a little bit about the problems that presented for you during the day at the job fair last spring.
It was a good problem to have. I can't complain. They came and we had them kind of in the middle of things and thinking that was a good idea with two tables. And they planned to do interviews on site, and we had several people come early to talk to them, and they ended up coming around, and the line ended up being like Black Friday in a store. It was
really
lined all the way around the building inside, so we actually had to move them back behind all the tables, behind our curtain, and zigzag the line so they could talk to everybody, and they ended up talking to 150 people.
Wow.
Which is more than I had at the fall job fair total last fall.
Oh, my goodness.
So they ended up talking to 150 people. They were only hiring at the time for about 30 positions. The last I heard, which it's been about a month since I've talked to them, but they had hired about 10, and they'd hired 4 from our job fair, so that was good.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where they're at now. Of course, they're just at the beginning, so they probably don't need all their positions
sure.
just yet.
But, sure.
But they, I believe they had had over 700 applications. So they really don't have a reason to come back to our job fair. They've got plenty to choose from. So they're good to go, I think.
Well, but that's the folks over in Albion. And that's the high part of Edwards County's High and Dry.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
The reason I ask and the reason I wonder is, since you had those folks being kind of the bell cow, bringing in a lot of folks, you probably had a lot of those 150 people who went to Ataraxia probably filtered over to some of the other folks too, didn't they?
They did, yeah. It worked out really good, especially once we got them moved, so you could actually see that there were 52 other employers there.
Right.
Once we got them moved, people would come back out and realize and see all the other places. They had to walk past everything because they were in the back. So
that's right.
They kind of stopped, and I noticed they were all filtering through some of the other employers. So hopefully if any of those people happen to still be looking for work, they can come back and check it out, because we've got 42 more coming.
Well, that's the other thing. You hope that they don't have to come back.
Right, right. And I sent a message out to those that we had contact information to, and I hope they don't need to come to the job fair.
Right.
But if they do or know anybody that does, I at least wanted to let them know about it. But we're hoping maybe they found what they're looking for in the meantime.
How much post job assistance do you give folks? If you have a student who has gone out and gotten a job, but they maybe they're looking for something different from what they already had, well, you guys still continue to help them, right?
Right, right. Yeah, it's not only students, current students, but alumni that I'll help, and I do have some alumni I'm working with currently, and I'll help them with their job search, help them get resumes ready for specific jobs maybe that they're looking for. Some jobs they want cover letters, we'll prepare for that as well, and maybe even get some questions that are maybe specific to the job that maybe they have an interview for, to help them kind of prepare for how they want to answer those and think about it ahead of time. So
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, how often do you do the mock interviews?
Probably, I'd say maybe once a month. We do like I usually go to classes and do them.
Yeah.
So I've gone to classes and done like big group ones. So it kind of depends on when they are getting to that point in their curriculum or in their class period. So like the business classes, I normally go to those, and we've done group mock interviews, and it's good when you get the people that don't care to open up, and then sometimes you got to kind of pull it out of them. So, but then every once in a while, I'll get someone that wants to come in and actually have me do one one-on-one. And I think that takes some guts for people to do, because, you know, that's asking someone to do an interview for you, and
that's
you haven't
right.
even been to one. So just getting them to realize they can come in and do that, and it's okay to ask is...
That's our ring. You want to take a call?
Sure.
It's up to you.
That's fine.
Talking with Alyssa Parrott from Frontier Community College. Let's see if this person's actually trying for Alyssa. Hello, you're on the radio.
Hello. I'm wanting to advertise a yard sale this week.
Ah, okay. I tell you what, we've got the swap shop coming up at about 10:25. You need to call back then, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
So there you go. You know, since she's got the swap shop, since she needs to advertise the yard sale, she might need a job too.
That's right. You never know. Or maybe some of the people at the swap shop might need a job. So
there you go. Okay, tell me where now. You've been on both sides of the interviews. You've been
Well,
of course, you've done interviews to get jobs.
Right.
And you've been as part of your jobs, you've had to interview folks. Where do you get the oddest? What's the craziest interview you've ever been a participant in, as a mock or as a real one, or what's the oddest thing you've ever seen done?
It was probably my own interview for my first job,
uh-huh.
and it was partially
this
my
was the
own
Evansville?
Fault. Yes, yeah, I worked at Deaconess before uh-huh. I came here, and I was an employment recruiter. And it was, you know, that was a great place to work too.
Sure.
And I had a lot of great coworkers
there
as well.
Take note, folks, we'll stop right now. She just talked very good about her ex-employer.
That's right.
So these are things you need to keep in mind whenever you're going into an interview. The current interviewer that you're talking with does not want to hear you burn your old employer, right?
That is right. They don't want to be the next one you're talking about.
That's right.
So that is a good point. Not did that subconsciously, wasn't
well,
you
see,
thinking,
now you're a professional. It just comes out automatically.
That's right. I tried to program myself to be a good example.
All right. So you were interviewing with Deaconess.
Yes. I had my first interview there for human resources, and I thought it went pretty well. There were about 5 people in that interview, so that was a little intimidating. So I went back. They called me back for a second interview, and in that one there were like 8 people in there.
So you're interviewing, you're all alone, and they've got 8 people peppering you with questions.
Yes, yeah. It was basically the whole department of who I would be working with.
No kidding.
In the future, yeah.
I've never done that.
Yeah, and well, I understand now why. They wanted to see how well of a fit I would be with their department, because it was a small department on that side. And the first thing when I come in, the second interview, they said, "We noticed while we were reviewing your application that you had marked that you had been, you had this criminal activity. You marked, yes, I've been whatever for the...
Yes, my felony or something.
Yes, yeah, all those questions and that, you know, terror activity." And I was like, my face went blank. I think my mouth dropped open. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And Come to find out, while I was filling out my application, I was on my grandparents' computer, and their internet went out in the middle of the application. When I got back on, it had pre-populated yes to all the questions that I'd marked no. And so I told them at the time I'd never even been pulled over, so that couldn't be correct. So once they realized it was a mistake, we kept going. And
I'm glad they clarified it, though.
Yes, yeah, we made sure to clarify that, and I ended up getting the job. So it worked out well, but I got teased about that. I still get teased every once in a while from
a terrorist.
Yeah,
well, there you go.
Like, I don't even have a traffic ticket, so I don't I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, that probably, well, see, now maybe it also, though, it worked in your favor that they asked you that.
Yeah.
Because you were able to get through that, a tough interview. That's probably a pretty tough part of an interview.
It was, especially since that was the very first question they asked me. And then I had to continue the interview. And apparently it went well because, you know, like I said, I did get the job, but it was definitely an odd experience that I learned from.
As an interviewer, what has a potential employer or employee ever said to you that just, okay, well, this interview's over, we'll see you later, you know, something like that?
Probably one I can think of is just one where they kept talking about, like, personal things. You know, we're trying to ask questions just about...
Out of wrong personal space, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was just kind of... They talked a lot about their family and things they like to do, and which, that's okay, but that's not where we were meant to talk about it, you know. You're in an interview, and we're trying to find out how they could do the job well.
Right.
They were just very nervous, and they rambled for a really long time, which I don't recommend. And it wasn't even job-related or related to the question, and it was just trying to fill space and not really feeling comfortable with the question. And they just talked a lot about their family and their hobbies and things like that. And you know, that's okay, but an interview is not where you want to start bringing those things up. So.
No, I can't imagine. Yeah, you, that's not probably where you want to start talking about. I keep Bichon Frises.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're interviewing for Ataraxia or something
right,
like that. Yeah.
Right.
That may be the wrong place to talk about something like.
Yeah. Unless you're prompted or asked, maybe, you know, about some things you like to do, you know, then that's okay to talk a little bit. But because, you know, some places they will ask you, but most of the time you're not going to get asked that question. It's going to be professional questions.
How long were you at Deaconess?
I was there about 3.5 years, I think.
And
it was.
You probably hired 50-100 people there, or how many?
Oh yeah, a lot more than that. They and they have a lot of new departments that we were hiring for and positions and things. So,
well, yeah, you would have been part of the expansion out to the Gateway thing or something, right?
Yeah, and for the different departments, we each kind of had our own departments we recruited for. And there was one week where I hired 25 people.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was a recruiter for about 2 years. So
how many interviews would you have to do to get 25 to hire?
Well, luckily, I didn't have to do most of the interviews.
Okay.
We did do interviews, but the hiring managers normally did those. So we kind of helped with the recommendations on who they should interview. And then once they decided who they'd interview or who they wanted to hire, we did the hiring process on the back end. So
that's why the reason I'm asking about all this is because I guess I'm wanting to make sure that the folks at Frontier realize what kind of a resource that is available to them.
Right. Yeah, I want them to know that I am there to help with anything they have questions about. I've been through if they have questions about how the hiring process works. I mean, some people don't realize when you go to get hired, a lot of places you're going to have to do a background check, a drug screen, and all those kinds of things. And I don't think some people even think about that or how it works and, you know, the timeline, why haven't I heard anything yet?
Yeah.
And And, you know, once we'd get a paper, we'd had to do your background checks, and then we'd do reference checks, and it takes a little time.
Yeah.
And so don't get discouraged if you don't hear anything within a couple of days.
Do folks always check references and all that kind of thing? Or, I mean, if I put, okay, say I'm getting handing a resume to somebody, and it check with me for references, and I've got the nice separate page probably for your reference, right?
Okay. Recommended, yes.
I'm doing very well.
You are.
I'm doing supremely well. And then you look at my references. One of them is, say, Mickey Mouse. And
I'm probably going to ask you for your real references.
So you do check references.
Yeah. They normally want professional references.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I mean, you can put maybe a personal reference.
Right.
And some places ask for so many professional and so many personal or character references. So in that case, then, of course, it's okay to put, but don't put your family. That's one thing.
Yeah.
And because we've even had that happen.
Have you really?
A mom, and I mean, she didn't have nice things to say.
Common sense.
Oh, really? Yeah, no.
You had somebody put their mother as a character reference, and she said she down.
She did not have nice things to say about her own child, so it doesn't always work in your favor.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, yes. That's a great one. I'm talking with Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services. We're talking about the job fair coming up next week at Frontier Community College. We're going to get into some of the companies that are going to be there and hiring when we return here on the Bruce Dickey Show after these. Folks, welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My name is Bruce Dickey. I have guest across the way today. It's Alyssa Parrott. She's the coordinator of career services at Frontier Community College here in Fairfield. And they are having a community job fair coming up on Wednesday, September 23rd. Now, you said that the other three colleges do it, too, and you try to coordinate it. So they're not the same week, I guess, then, right?
No. Olney Central had one last week. Wabash doesn't have one set yet. They may wait and do theirs in the spring. We're not sure yet. And then Lincoln Trail, the person in my position there is actually taking a position somewhere else. So he's gone right now. So they're in between filling that position. Mm-hmm. But Marathon works with them up there since their refinery's in Robinson. And they're having a Find Career Day where Marathon and some of their like sister companies that provide for them will be there to showcase jobs they have available. And then they also have like will be up there as well.
Yeah.
And they have high school students come through where they can talk to the companies about the jobs, and then they can talk about the colleges on, okay, where can I go to get those skills to get those jobs. So they'll have that at Lincoln Trail. I believe it's October 14th. So that's up in Robinson, of course. That's a little ways, but.
Well, thing is, with you getting in with you coordinating with Robinson and with Olney and with Mount Carmel, it kind of broadens and widens the base where you can pull employers from, doesn't it?
Right. Yeah, we try to we've done pretty good at sharing, you know, contact information and employers, and we've even gone and visited some together, so that way they realize, okay, this school has this program where you might be able to draw from. We have this program that you can draw from, and it's worked out really well. Where we, you know, we don't try to hoard our own, you know, secret employers or anything. So
yeah, I mean, if Ataraxia needed somebody again, they could go to Olney.
Yeah, they were scheduled to go to Olney the week after ours, and after the people they talked to, they told him, sorry, but we don't think we need to come up. So I guess I was just lucky. Mine was before his, I guess. So it just worked out good. But those people would have been there too. Yeah. So
what do you have anybody you'd like to highlight, new employees or employers this time coming through?
Yeah, we've got some new. We've got the old faithfuls that are coming back too. We've got several of those.
Like
but,
whom? Who are the old faithful friends?
Some of our old faithfuls include, like, of course, Fairfield Memorial Hospital is coming back, and Clay County Hospital. I believe they've all been to every one so far.
Right, and they do have they have openings now.
They do. Clay County. I've just looked this morning so I could get the most up to date, and I'll have this available at the job fair too, who has what openings, so people can see before they go talk to them. But right now Clay County has 12 on their website and Fairfield Memorial has 19. So
we see, now that's the thing that to me makes a job fair good. Yeah, granted, some folks may not have an opening at the time, but they're taking applications.
Right.
If somebody has an opening at the time, that makes this even that much more important for your students.
Right. And like I said, I try to make sure they have something that shows, okay, here's what they have available now. Right. And then don't be afraid to talk to those people that maybe don't have an opening right now. They're still looking for potential candidates for future openings. Like FNB's coming. They're another old faithful, and they may not have something right now, but the last job fair at the time, they didn't have an opening, but they ended up interviewing a candidate from the job fair at a future opening. So it's not necessarily that they're not, you know, going to possibly be looking at you right now. They may look for you for a future position. So everyone needs to keep that in mind. Don't be discouraged if they, you know, don't have something at the moment.
Do you have manpower coming back?
We do have manpower coming back. We have a few different employment services that have different, you know, they hire for different companies. So we're glad to have them back. They are usually always thrilled with the turnout. So definitely go visit Jennifer at that booth, because she gets lots of candidates usually and has multiple.
Oh, that's
openings.
The thing. They don't have just one singular type of business that they're hiring for. They've got all kinds of different things.
Right. They have ranged from like a clerical type position to a manufacturing position. So there's a wide variety for jobs with those types of places. So don't be scared to talk to those as well. But some of the new ones that we've got coming include Aerotech. They had a job application night a while back.
Aerotech. Now, this is not Airtechs.
Right. It is Aerotech, and they hire for Toyota Motor Manufacturing Indiana, so over in Princeton. So they'll have different opportunities available. I know they've got some team members and production member openings right now. So they'll be there and looking to hire, so I hope people come visit them. One that's not new. We've been to three, I guess, right now. Illinois Eastern Community Colleges will be represented, so
that's
all four of us.
That kind of surprised. I guess it shouldn't surprise me, but I hadn't really thought about you guys going to your own job fair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we've got openings too. So our
what openings do you guys have?
We have, out at Frontier specifically, we have the baseball coach position is open.
Yeah.
Which I think for Frontier, that's all right now. But like at Wabash, they have a career advisor position open. I believe Lincoln Trail, of course, they have the coordinator of career services at Lincoln Trail.
Yeah now they do.
Yeah, so they've got that position open, and I believe a secretary for financial aid or something, administrative assistant for financial aid. So we've got variety and even some adjunct faculty and things like that. So if you are interested in teaching specific areas and you have a master's degree, feel free to come visit our table, because we may have some opportunities for you.
Well, that's wonderful.
So we'll be there, you know, talking about our own opportunities. Dana will be down from our district office to talk about those. And we've got 11 right now openings just through IECC. So
I see you have a bunch at McKendry also.
Yeah, McKendry had several, and I made sure they knew this was for jobs too. So
really,
they'll be, I'm sure if you have questions for them about, you know, the school in general, they can answer those too, but they're going to actually be here to highlight jobs they have available.
Right.
So But yeah, they've got 15 right now. And then Menards is a new one. They're coming from Princeton.
Okay.
And they've got some store openings and I think maybe some management training, I think. Or I may be confusing them with someone else, but I think I saw that on their site. But they're coming for the first time. Morton Buildings is coming, and I'm thrilled about that since we have a construction technology program.
You've got Lucas coming.
We do have Lucas coming.
Is he bringing the cooler?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't told me. I've talked to him through voice messages, so I don't know. I haven't heard yet, but
you
see, I guess I'll find out.
That's a good thing. Morton Buildings, I'm glad to see that they're hiring because you never know. You like to see construction crews getting more and more. And with the new construction program at Frontier, that's just a perfect fit, right?
Right. And we'll have our first graduates from that program this May. So,
oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be looking for some internships. So we're hoping to be able to help place them there and as well as other places. But they'll be looking for that soon. And so we're thrilled to have Morton Buildings there. Another new one that we haven't worked with before now is Schneider National Carriers.
Yeah, tell me about Schneider.
Yeah, they're out of, I believe this one is out of Mount Vernon, but they have some driving.
Illinois.
Yes.
Okay.
They have some truck driving positions available, so we have a CDL program through Wabash that we can run here, and of course Wabash can run it there as well. So if people have their CDL license or are interested in getting it, they can contact us. But if they have it, I believe that's who they're going to be
that's
looking
what
for here at Schneider.
Schneider typically would look for.
Yeah, so we're glad to have them. That's kind of a new area we haven't had before for positions. So they'll be representing, and they have multiple. Their website didn't list specifics, but he's told me they have multiple. So, and another new one that we've got that hasn't been there before is Walgreens Distribution Center out of Mount Vernon, Illinois as well.
And you've got a pretty good number there for Walgreens.
Yeah, they had about, I believe, Walgreens has 6 openings, and then Walmart DC, which also came and did an open application night out of Olney, yes. They've got 22 right now, so they were thrilled with their job application night. They had, I believe she said they had 72 applicants that came through
wonderful.
And filled out applications, and they're going to have them do that again. So if you talk to them and are interested in any of their jobs, we're going to have a computer lab open, and they plan to use it to have people fill out applications, and they'll have some people there to help with the application process too. If you'd missed them the first time and mm-hmm. want to come talk to them now, I know they've hired some people, so I know some new people over there, and they're looking to hire some more. So
you mentioned the Fairfield Memorial Hospital and Clay County Hospital were both going to be coming down. They're not the only hospitals you have coming, right?
Right. We also have St. Anthony's Memorial Hospital and St. Mary's Good Samaritan Hospital, or I believe they just changed their name to SSM Health, I think, mm-hmm. Over in Mount Vernon. But St. Anthony's is actually out of Effingham. So if we have people up north, and we've got a nursing program, we have phlebotomy, health informatics, CNA. So we've got a lot of different health-related programs. And, of course, there's always people looking for healthcare jobs
and
around the area.
Yeah, I was going to say, and the thing is, this is open to the public. So,
right.
I don't have to have gone through Frontier and gotten a nursing degree or anything like that.
Right.
I can come off the streets and say, hey, you've got the number down here. Hopefully it's not a misprint. Good Sam's looking for 114 people.
They had 114 openings, yes.
Wow.
And that ranged from housekeeping, dietary, health informatics-related positions, patient access, nursing, dietitians. They had a wide variety. A hospital's kind of like its own little community. They've got all kinds of openings, whether it be business-related, service-related, clinical-related. So they did have 114 open right now on their website just as of this morning. So they've got a lot of opportunities available just there if you're wanting to talk to them and not too far to go.
I did not know we were coming out.
Yeah, you guys are coming.
No
yeah.
kidding. We
That's
have an
right.
opening.
You, oh, I guess so.
Is that mine?
I don't know. But,
That's a good one.
I think that was supposed to be a question mark. I don't think that was supposed to end up being a one. But I think, you guys will be there.
Wonderful.
So. But and it's open for people to be able to, showcase your business, what you do. And then, like I said, you never know what future openings may be available.
Sure.
So that's what some places do. Like you guys didn't, I don't have anything for you guys right now. So I'll let someone else answer that one. But you don't have to have one to come. So.
No.
So that's why I'm glad you guys will be there. Maybe you can play some music for us during the job fair.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. She could bring one of the boom boxes
right,
out there to
right.
play. That'll be fun.
Provide some entertainment
that's
for us.
That's wonderful. So now this is all we've kind of passed over a little bit. This is taking place next Wednesday?
Right.
Next Thursday?
Wednesday, the 23rd.
23rd is Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay.
I sure hope it is.
I had my mind screwed up. I was thinking, okay, the 15th is Wednesday, right? No,
it's Tuesday.
15th Tuesday.
Caitlin's got an appointment tomorrow, and that's the 15th. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
See, now you know what tomorrow's my...
I know.
You know what tomorrow is.
Oh, no, I don't.
That's my birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday early.
Thank you so much.
See, that's why I brought you that cake out there.
Very kind and
thoughtful. Don't tell Mary Griswold, but...
All right, so it's next Wednesday.
Yes.
And we've changed it from the morning to the afternoon.
Yes. Instead of starting at 10, we're going to go 2 to 6 this time. Hopefully that'll accommodate some people maybe on shift changes or that work until the afternoon that may be looking for new jobs. But we will be there 2 to 6. We've got 42 employers out there coming. So if you plan to come, make sure you bring some resume, copies of your resume.
Right.
And also
be ready and be ready to interview.
Yes. Basically treat it like an interview. It's kind of like a first, you know, it's kind of like a mini interview. So
first impression, certainly.
Yes. Dress to impress. Make sure that you're dressed like it's an interview, and then be prepared to answer questions or even fill out applications, because we'll have computers available in the computer lab as well for people to fill out applications.
Well, I tell you what, it sounds like you really got it going out there and going to get the folks some jobs.
We're going to try. That's our goal.
Melissa, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. We'll talk to y'all real soon.